we've been talking about the mitzvah, as it were, of Emunah Bashem. And there's a broad consensus amongst those who believe that we're dealing with a mitzvah, the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Ramban, that it must include the idea that God both created the world and that he runs the world. That is not the controversy. But each of them adds on their own additional elements. The Rambam says it includes intrinsically the belief that God has no guf, v'lo gviyah, he is non-corporeal, as we would say. For the Sefer HaChinuch, there's an additional element, a belief that God is the giver of the Torah. After all, the context of the mitzvah, belief in God, is the giving of the Torah, the Aseres HaDibros. Denying that would be Harag Val Yavor, even if a person never committed an act of Avodah Zarah. And as we noted most recently, the Ramban adds in his own twist. When the Ramban adds in the idea that belief in God intrinsically requires one to
daven
to perform his mitzvos, right? V'hu yihi alachem le'lokim, right? And that the Ramban says is derived from the pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeisicha me'eretz Yitzrayim mi'beis avadim, you were avadim lefaro. Right, and now you are Avdei Hashem. Halleluka, hallelu Avdei Hashem, velo Avdei Paro. And he says that's what we mean by Kabbalas Malchus Shemaim. To believe in God is to accept that he has the right to command me to tell me what to do. Okay, and the Ramban cites that famous Mechilta where you have a king who's exiled and he goes to a new place, and his Avadim say that he has to start giving laws, and he says, no, first they have to accept my malchus. That's the first mitzvah, and then they can accept the rest of my mitzvahs. Okay. And the Ramban says, that's what I, you know, understand to be the mitzvah of Emunah Bashem. Now, another thing that Rambam, Sefer HaChinuch, and Ramban could all agree to is that there are two dimensions to this mitzvah. It's not just mitzvahs Emunah Bashem, but the mitzvah of Yediyas Hashem. So the Rambam uses different language in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Mishneh Torah, not surprisingly, because in the Mishneh Torah it's in Sefer Hamada, right, to the Book of Knowledge. You'd want Yediyas Hashem. The Sefer HaChinuch basically says there are two different dimensions to the mitzvah. Dimension number one is Emunah, but you want to get to a place of Yediyah. And the Ramban says it's also Sheyedu V'yaminu. But for the Ramban, the idea is more based on direct personal experience, what he calls Eidos, regarding Yetzias Mitzrayim, all of which raises a very significant question. Well, what are you going to do if you weren't fortunate enough to be around there to see it? That is certainly no simple matter, and that we're going to have to revisit. But as you see, there are nuances in all of these approaches, but there's very broad agreement that, again, there's a mitzvah, that it includes the fact that minimum that God created the world, that God runs the world. Then they have their own iterations. It's not just a matter of belief, but it's a matter of knowledge. So there's very broad consensus with important differences and important subtleties that we've certainly tried to highlight. What we're going to see today is the dissenting view. And the dissenting view is the view of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. We don't know exactly who he was. We don't exactly when he lived. We don't exactly know where he lived. But as a word of general introduction, the Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvos as kind of a polemic against the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who he disagreed with very sharply in terms of how one enumerated the Tariq Mitzvos. And the Ramban wrote Hasagos, he wrote a critique of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, very often, by the way, agreeing with the Rambam's conclusion, but basically saying, you know, the Baal Halachos Gedolos was no fool. He knew how to learn. He knew how to learn very well. Here's why he thought what he thought. I may agree in the end with the Rambam. I may agree. But we should give the Baal Halachos Gedolos the time of day to try to understand his position. So that's what we're going to see today. These are the Hasagos of the Ramban on the very first mitzvah saseh in the Torah, which he agrees with the Rambam about. There is a mitzvah to know and to believe in God, but he wants to present the countervailing view of the Baal Halachos Gedolos. Okay, so that being said, Oh, I'm just going to hit the record button. Okay. That being said, so now let us take a look. Okay. So just give everybody to bring their Makoros up. Happy to repost for anybody who needs it. Did everybody see that? Did that not work? We'll try one more time. Okay. Give everybody a minute. Okay, here we go. So what we have is the following. Amar HaKosev. So the Ramban says the following. Ha'emuna hazos b'dibor hazeh, lo nifleis hi v'lo rechokahi. We're not talking about something, he's quoting here from the Pesukim in Parshas Nitzavim, right? Ki ha'mitzah hazos asher anochi mitzav chayom lo nifleis hi mimecha v'lo rechokahi. Now we're not talking about something that's so far beyond you, it happens to be, that many people think that's talking about the mitzvah of learning Torah. The Ramban happens to think that that's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. Says v'chein b'divrei Chazal mefurash shehu kabbalas malchuso yisale v'hi ha'emuna be'elahus. This is the Ramban l'shitaso that he calls the mitzvah of kabbalas malchus shamayim to accept the idea that God is a king and that God is the commander. Amru b'mechelta, they said in the Medrash Halacha, Lo yalacha Elohim acherim al panai. Lama ne'amar? Lefi she'omer anochi Hashem Elokecha. Mashal lemelech shenichnas lemedina. You have a king who's exiled, he goes to a new country. Amru lo avadav gezor lahem gzeros. Make rules. Give them law. Amar lahem lav. It's premature. K'sheyikalbu malchusi egzor alehem gzeros. She'im malchusi einan mekablim. If they don't accept me as the king, gezerosai heach mekaimin. Why would they keep my laws? If I walk into somebody's house and start telling them to do 1,000 pull-ups, they'll say, get lost. They don't recognize me as a lawgiver, as an authority. Kach amar hamakom liyisrael, anochi Hashem elokecha, asher otzeisicha me'er titzrayim mibeis avadim, lo yelecha lehim achrim apanai. Ani hu shekibaltem aleichem malchusi. First you accepted my malchus, kabbalas malchus shemayim b'mitzrayim. Amru hein. They said yes. And he said, shem shekibaltem malchusi, just like you accepted me as the king, which is the first mitzvah, kiblu gzerosa, you will accept all of my subsequent laws, such as lo yelecha. V'im kol zeh, he says, despite the fact that that's the way I understand this medrash, Ra'isi lebal ha-halachos, I saw the balachos gedolos disagrees, shelo yimaneu sa mitzvah michlal taryag, that he does not count this as one of the 613 commandments to believe in God. Why? Because he interprets the medrash differently. Hanira midato shel balachos, she'ein minyan taryag mitzvos ela gezeros av yis'ala, that the 613 mitzvos can only comprise those laws that exist after you have accepted God as the king. Shegazar aleinu la'asos, o mino'anu shelo na'asa. Aval, however, according to the Bahag, ha'emuna b'mitzi uso yis'ale, belief in God's existence, shodio sa'ileinu be'osos umofsim uvegiloi hashchina le'eneinu, that he revealed to us with all of the wonders associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim, hu ha'ikar, that is the foundation, v'hashoresh shemimenu, and it is the root from which noldu, he's going to come back to this language of ikar and toldos, hamitzvos lo yimane b'cheshbonan. And that's what the rabbis meant to say. This is the Baal Lachos Gedolos, the way that he interpreted the Mechilta. Gizor Alehem, make laws. Asu Kabbalos Hamalchos Inyan Bifnei Atzmo. Ve'amitzvos Hanigzaros Me'ito Yis'ale Me'inyan Acher. Okay? So again, you cannot compare the requirement to accept God as the king to any mitzvos that are secondary to that. V'od ki ma hefresh ben hadibor hazeh, uvein ma she'amar yis'ale b'tzidek hamidos, ani Hashem lokech ma'asher tzeses chametz v'yitzrayim, like we have at the end of Shema, v'hu yirtze lomar ho'il, since v'kibaltem malchusim yitzias mitzrayim, kiblu gezerosai, v'im tia b'chol makom mitzvah, she'yomar d'u v'haminu sh'ani Hashem sh'o tzeses chametz v'yitzrayim, it's really the foundation. Vehena toldos, and they are the toldos, they are the that which emerges from that reality. Kasher Perashti. Okay. So basically the view of the Baal Halachos Gedolos, as explained by the Ramban, is rather straightforward. The view of the Baal Halachos Gedolos is to take the position that it makes no sense to have a mitzvah, a commandment, without first acknowledging the authority of the mitzvah. And acknowledging the authority of the mitzvah, of the commander, i.e. the melech, is a prerequisite to having the very notion of a mitzvah altogether. That is, in sum, the position of the Baal Halachos Gedolos, and one can understand. Now again, the Ramban says, personally, I disagree. Personally, I think that it too is a mitzvah of accepting Hashem as the Melech, but he understands why it is that the Baal Halachos Gedolos should disagree. And I think we could all understand why it is that the Baal Halachos Gedolos should and would disagree. The real question then becomes, question that will open up to all of you, is what exactly Ramban, and Sefer HaChinuch are thinking. There's an extremely compelling logic to say, I cannot be commanded by somebody whose authority I don't accept. When it comes to Taryag Mitzvos, the 613 commandments, it has to be that they've first accepted outside of those 613 commandments, the authority of the mitzvah, of the commander. So the question really is, what was the view of Ramban, Sefer HaChinuch, and everybody else who thought that in fact acceptance of God was one of the 613 commandments? Is the Baal Halachos Gedolos not correct that it in fact is a prerequisite? Certainly, one can take the following approach. I definitely think that this is something that Eitam is speaking to. Yes, the Baal Halachos Gedolos would be correct if one would suggest that, you know, I show up in somebody's house and say, I want you to start doing 500 pull-ups a day. So I have no authority over this person. And it would certainly be a prerequisite to their accepting my pull-up, you know, demand for them to recognize me as some kind of a lawgiver, some kind of an authority at the very least. Okay? But what if I wasn't somebody who showed up randomly? What if I was somebody with whom there was a long-standing relationship and I had demonstrated very, very clearly my authority over the entire world? And yes, specifically as it relates to that individual. That seems to be what the Ramban himself believed. And the answer to the question was, Ani hu shekibaltem malchusi b'mitzrayim. So now when I command you to accept my malchus, now I'm just formalizing something that you already did understand as a prerequisite. based on the direct experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, another way of thinking about that, I think that's one possibility. I think that's really what the Ramban believed. But if I had to say for Rambam and for Sefer HaChinuch, I would put it in different terminology. You see, for Rambam and Sefer HaChinuch, it's less about maybe direct experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim and perhaps a little bit more about coming to a philosophical understanding. And maybe this is where, again, the mitzvah being defined not as emunah, but as yediyah, is so critical. Maybe the Baal Lachos Gedolos is right, that you can't command somebody to just simply willy-nilly believe in you, either they do or they don't, right? They have to accept that as a prerequisite. But if the commandment is not purely one of belief, but to come to know, so maybe, you know, the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch are suggesting that the command is Leida. And Sefer HaChinuch says there are two different levels. But God is commanding us to cultivate the substance of that belief through study of the historical process, through study of cosmology and biology, and that it's through Yediyah itself. And that's really the command. Leida, Sheyisham, Matzoi, Rishon, etc. So I think either of those may be viable solutions to the dilemma posed by the view of the Baal Halachos Gedolos.